A 79-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
179-0. I beat the shit out of that U.S. Marine today, man. Fuck, man. Wow, what a great win, man. What a phenomenal win. I look spectacular. Listen, the year barely began, and I already notched two victories this week. It's January 7th, baby. And I notched two victories this week, man. Hey, what now, haters? 178 was off video. I told you, whenever I put fights on video, off video, you still talk shit. Listen, man, you clowns are mentally sick. You're crazy, man. I'm beating U.S. Marines. I always beat Marines, man. I beat everybody, man. Fucking heavyweight boxers. I beat a Navy SEAL. I talked to him yesterday. He didn't want to offer him the fight. He said he's not in L.A. anymore. He said he's in Texas now. And I asked him if he knows other Navy SEALs, and he said he does. But see, here's the thing. My homie, well, his friends, my homie Alex, his friends, they're friends with this Navy SEAL. He's like 190 pounds, 6'1", Navy SEAL. Yeah, that's the fight we're trying to set up, me against him. Hey, it's gonna be easy work. I'm going to knock him the fuck out. I'm going to try to get it in the ring because I know a nice ring in my area. You know what I mean? So, but let's talk about today's win, man. You know, I feel great, man. You know, yeah, this is the second win of the year, but the first one, I smashed a heavyweight boxer, but I punched him brutal. Man, my shit still kind of hurts. And not from this fight. You know, I had gloves this fight. Yeah, this win was better because the guy, yeah, he was not a heavyweight. He was light heavyweight, but he was a U.S. Marine, you know, so. Yeah, man, what can I say, man? Last year, 72 wins, and then the year just began, barely began. I already got fucking, you know, he scored fucking two wins already, man. Just bombed on a heavyweight boxer, and I bombed on a fucking U.S. Marine today, man. Haters are fucking delusional, man. All these clowns that talk shit about me, man. How do you look now, man? Do you people realize that 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and now 2017, you clowns, year after year after year after year, you continue getting owned. Charlie Z continues to win. You continue getting owned, man. I'm the best, man. Hey, 0-15, man. See that 1-2, man? That's why Deontay Wilder don't want none, man. Who's this 7-2-4? You're on there with the greatest boxer of all time. Who is this? What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Charlie Z, what's up, bro?
Well, yeah, is this T. Smith?
Yep. What's going on, man? Awesome win today.
What up?
Yeah, it was a good one, man.
What'd you say?
So that guy was quick.
What, the Marine?
Yeah, so he was quick.
Destroyed him, man.
Huh?
I destroyed him, man.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that dude was good, though. Nobody can dispute that. Yeah, man. He's two awesome wins so far.
Hey, I mean, he's a Marine. Like I've been saying, Marines are always tough opponents, but I beat 14 of them already, so.
Yeah.
Another day in the office.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are you about to do the rest of the night? Celebrate?
Yeah, and, you know, go to the club and meet some new girls, man. Yeah, my wife's
nice,
been hitting me up. You know, I'm not getting back with her, man. I'm trying to, nah, that's it. You know, my ex-wife, Dari.
Yeah, let's save that drama. I don't put up with it either.
No,
yeah,
I'm good, man.
Too much
I'm good. Like, I gave her way too many chances, and I got back with her way too many times. It's just, it's not going to work, man. That's it. Put that to rest, man. You know what I mean? Like, I got 21 wins left until 200, and that's it. Once I reach... what did you think of that 1-2 I hit him with, man, in the beginning? And then I hit him with a...
Yeah, that was nice. After that first one, too, I think he was mentally broke. I think he was I think the guy was real tough, but I think the one, too, he was like, shit. He's like, this isn't going to go well for me.
I wanted to keep going. This motherfucker asked me if I'm good, and then I'm like, you want to continue? And he's like, nah. See, I would have knocked him out if he kept going.
Yeah.
I hit him with nice jabs in the end. The last jab, 023, I hit him with a jab. He swung motion that shit, man. He was fighting back. He was hitting there. He didn't touch me at all. 7 punches to none.
He can do the math. He caught those first 2 punches, and he knows that if he sticks around, he's going to get knocked out.
Yeah, of course. The first guy that I beat this year, he was a heavyweight boxer and Muay Thai fighter, some fucking big motherfucker, man. I hit him with the left hook, bare knuckle, man. Fucking knew his jaw fucking literally moved to the other side. Man. I needed something on video, though, you know what I mean? And then, boom, I got it, man. So now I can definitely wait, you know, because I haven't got my ID yet for Las Vegas, you know. Now it's even better because now I got 179, so the next win will make me 180, so.
Yeah.
Man,
you're going to lose. You're going to be the 200 in no time. I bet you'll be the 200 by, like, March or April, probably.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. March, April, May, June at the latest. I'll get there before I turn 29.
You gonna kick back, take it a little easy now, or are you gonna keep fighting every week?
Well, I mean, after I beat the Israeli soldier and the cruiserweight boxer, 177.
Yeah.
I took like 3 weeks off, 3.5 weeks off, and then I don't really like taking breaks, man. I don't know. Like, these fake TV fighters, they fight once a year, you know, because they're not fighters. They don't have a problem with not fighting. But every time, like, a month goes, like, not even a month. Almost a month goes by, I'm like, oh, hell no, I need to go back in there, you know. That's what I'm saying. When I'm 200, no, I'm going to retire for, like, the rest of the year. But then it's different. I'm going to have 200 wins, though, you know what I mean? I mean, 179 is a shitload of wins. But 200 is like the greatest of all time. I already am, but I'm saying 200, that's it. Nobody's ever topping that shit, man.
Yeah, nobody fights as much as you, man.
Deontay Wilder, that motherfucker, man. Let that motherfucker fight me a third time. I'll beat him again. Except I'm a lot better now. And he ain't landing no fluke knockdowns. He's going to get put to sleep. That's it.
I'm not even that impressed with him, man. After, you know what, I'm glad you posted that video with him fighting that fat kid. I lost all respect for him. That's just sad.
How the fuck are you going to fight obese, fucking unhealthy men that don't belong in a ring? Anybody can get a fake fucking box rack license. Anybody can get that shit, man. He's fighting
that guy look like
a state, you know, like those bums in Arkansas, like Stacy Goodson. Yeah, that's the level. That's the level fighters he fights, man, and he calls himself a champion. Then when he got in the ring with me, you know, he got hit with that left hook. I knocked Deontay Wilder out in the ring, bro.
Yeah, the haters only see what they want to see, you know. Anybody
exactly.
Who watched the fight for you and is being real about it, you won, you know, no doubt.
I did. I mean, this is boxing, you know. We were both punching each other. Actually, no, I was punching him in the body, and then he just landed a lucky fucking hook in the kind of side of the back of my head, you know, like, and I wasn't even hurt. Then he didn't let me get up. He started throwing. And then when I got up, and then when I went outside, they were filming that, but they didn't put that up. Because you know how the mainstream is. They don't want their fake fucking choreographed champions looking bad when I already made him look bad in the ring, and there's plenty of more footage that makes him look bad. How he left the gym, you know, how him and all the people there, they like came in there like a, you know, got in the middle of both of us, and they didn't let us fight a third time. And I wanted to continue, and he didn't. Nah, that's it. Fuck Wilder, man. I beat better opponents, man. The Sambo Russian. You seen that fight? Or that? You seen the Muay Thai fighter I beat? The one that moved like a ninja? that motherfucker for 173. Seen that fight?
Which one was that off the top of your head?
That dude was
fast,
man. He was like, I hit him with a, I gave him a nice left to the fuck. He was 194 pounds. He was cruiserweight.
Is that the ninja?
The ninja.
Jiu-Jitsu
I call
guy?
Him the ninja dude, man.
Yeah, that was a good fight.
That dude was
fucking
Wilder, without a doubt. And that dude was fucking fast. And Sambo Russian would fuck up Wilder. And I think he was southpaw,
that was
still
a good one.
Would knock out Wilder. And Derek the Giant's fucking swell fucking bitch ass, man. I'll box that mother. Everybody knows I beat him, man. It's just, you've seen the whole thing, right? All right. I slipped in the end, but do you understand that the guy was way behind on points, that even if he would have knocked me down, he still lost. Two knockdowns wouldn't save him. He was so fucking behind on points, he needed a knockout. He didn't get it. I tripped.
The supposed knockdown at the end, that happened. He hit you. That was right after the bell anyway, so that wouldn't have happened.
Even if it wasn't, even if it was during the bell, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. He was behind. I landed like 30, 35 punches on him. 20 of them were jabs. The rest were like hooks and shit. And, Derek the Judge. Derek. Listen, I made him, man.
That's the fight that these haters want to. They want to talk about that fight and his Wilder fights. Those weren't even that good of. They weren't even that good of opponents compared to the ninja guy. You beat much better.
What I'm saying, I beat much better. Like 2016, I beat better fighters, man. And Southpaw Sill was a very good fighter, man. Fucking that Navy Seal I beat was good, man. I moved on and just beat 72 wins in 2016. Think I'm gonna surpass that this year? I mean, I don't need to. I could, but see, the thing is, it's hard to get opponents now, man. I had to challenge like 30 people to get this Marine today, man. Now, with every year, with people recognize me from the fights. They see me. That's why I don't wear the goat shirt. You see, I was just wearing a black shirt today because when I wore the goat shirt, they were like, "Oh fuck, I know him." You know what I mean? Charlie Zonov, yeah. And I'm like, "You want a box?" They're like, "No, no."
Damn. Yeah, I'm sure.
But it's all good. Two wins already, and the year barely began. That's it.
Yeah.
The road to 200-0 has begun.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what, man? A lot of us enjoy watching your fight, man. We do appreciate what you do. They say the haters are jealous. I mean, they just sound stupid.
The haters are mentally sick people, man. I wouldn't pay much attention to them. They're just, they're just a bunch of jokers that. Everybody got fans, haters, that I exposed them again today, and that's it. I don't really give a fuck about them, man. They're a bunch of clowns, man.
Yeah, they're a bunch of virgins, and they just put down anybody that's doing
you
what
saw when I posted a video with my ex-wife, they were talking shit about her, and now that me and her broke up, I had a breakup with her, because she was on drugs, and she was doing drugs, she was causing drama. I couldn't. And I was with her for 2 years, and I was living in Ukraine with her. And I think I made the right choice, man. You know what I mean? What?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She wouldn't give none of them a time of her day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, I hit it so many times, but that's it. I had to move on. And no, man, I can't have kids with a girl like that. That's fucking cold. Fucking yo, man. I can't be fucking with that, man. Come on. I'm a boxing champion. She's a fucking former model who got on that shit. I can't be. Nah. I thought she stopped that shit. That's why. She lied to me. She said she stopped. And then when I went there, I found I caught her, man.
Yeah.
No, I need a sober girl. I mean, it's all right if she if she drinks, once in a while. That's fine, But no, man, she does both alcohol, fucking drugs. I can't. I mean, I was married to her, but no, man. Now you know why the drama. Oh, in Ukraine, the wins were phenomenal. You see my Ukraine fights?
I know you were fighting out there like every day. Yeah, there's some
like
of my
almost there. Yeah, that shit was off and as fuck, man. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's nice one way because you could do bare knuckle and not get arrested, but at the same time, you should be you're an American, bro.
Yeah, when I beat that killer soldier, I had that USA shirt on. Remember that? That was, man, I fucking cracked that motherfucker's skull, man. Fucking punk tried to break my finger. I'm like, wait a minute. Bam, bam, bam. That motherfucker killed multiple people at the war, man. He sure couldn't fucking kill me, though, man. He tried his little army technique, man. I fucking beat him with, it was a street fight, but I beat him with boxing. I use boxing all the time. That wrestler, remember the wrestler?
Yeah, yep.
The fucker took me to the ground doing his little MMA shit, and I fucking fucked his ass up on the ground.
I know. Yeah, I know. I know his head was sore, dude. You're cracking him on the ground. Yeah, I was surprised you had that much power off your back, but I don't know why I was surprised. I mean, I should have expected it.
Yeah, I'm not a ground fighter. I really don't like MMA, but you know, just my punching power is just. I would have knocked the Marine out today, man, if he didn't quit. I was pissed off when he quit, honestly. I wanted to keep hitting him, and I would have knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah, it was an awesome great win.
What's up?
Pieced him up at the beginning. I said, you pieced him up at the beginning, man. He didn't. He was mentally quit. He was done after that.
Then he tried to fight back. He tried to win some shit, and then he realized he couldn't win shit, and then I kept landing my shit, and he was like, fuck that, you know what I mean? So that's it.
Yep.
That's it. Charlie Z. Yeah, you know, I don't think Wilder's going to fight it. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so, because I texted Wilder like 5 or 6 days ago, and I told him I need an opponent, motherfucker. Come down. And he didn't, nothing. No response, so fuck Wilder. I said, Ninja Dude, the Sambo Dude, the Ukraine fights, the Special Ops Dudes I beat, they're better than Wilder. Oh, Jill Zavala, that people consider that like my best win.
Yeah, that was a good win. I saw Jill Zavala fight before. He's a tough dude. You handled him.
Hey, Jill Zavala, though, even though the mainstream, most mainstream fighters, they suck balls, but Jill Zavala, he was good.
Yeah, but I've seen him fight before.
He knocked motherfuckers out, and then I retired him. Literally, that was his last fight. But when he lost to me, go look up his shit. He's never fought again after that. He's a TV fighter. I beat Jill Zavala's ass. He never, ever, no TV fights, no underground fights, nothing. That's it. I finished.
Yeah.
And I seen him. I seen him like when I beat that Bellator fighter at the. I remember 174. I told you about that one, right? The Bellator. He was 12-0. I gave.
Yeah,
him
he's the one that his boys took the camera.
He had a lot. He had like 10 people with him, bro. They deleted that shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it'd be bad for his career. You know?
But then I punched him bare knuckle after that. And then that's why, you know, the UFC fuckers started talking shit. And they're like, you can't come back here because you fucking hit him without your gloves. And I'm like, fuck you, motherfuckers, man. I'm like, I hate all these mainstream clowns. I'm like, I showed up here to show you motherfuckers what a real champion is, and I did. Beat him in the cage, man. I'm telling you, man. I fucking dissected him easily. He landed like I landed like 5 or 6. It was not even close.
Yeah, he must have been embarrassed. I mean, otherwise, you know, if he would have won, he probably would have let you release the footage.
Ain't nobody gonna beat me, man. Charlie Z. Unbeatable, cheap shotted. That's not even gonna happen anymore. Yeah, I was cheap shotted a few times here and there, but DeJean Daniels, man, I fucking snapped out that motherfucker's head to the side with that four piece, and I outboxed him like a punching bag in the ring, and then he did that cheap choke from behind. Let that punk fight me again. I guarantee you, I knock him out inside 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, haters see what they want to see. I mean, you can destroy the toughest dude in the world, and they'll still be hating. So, you know, who cares? They hate anybody successful.
That's right. I'm not worried about that, man. I'm just, you know, I got the new win today, and many more coming, man. So.
Yep.
I'm not worried.
Bro, I gotta get off you.
I really appreciate
you picking up my call, man.
Yeah, just when you called other times, I just didn't see you on the switchboard, man. So hey, you the GOAT shirt, man, for sale. I sold some to my real life fans. You know, the motherfuckers asking for autographs. Yeah, I sold some. So I mean, if you want it, then let me know.
I'll send you an email on that Prime Zone off. Yep.
I don't know because I haven't checked it because I think those fucking idiot delusional haters probably flooded that shit, but yeah, send me the email, I guess. I don't know, or just Facebook. Yeah, and it's $60 signed and $50 without sign, so let me know which one you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, bro, congratulations. All right.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah. Charlie Z, number one. Still undefeated, baby. Yeah, today is January 7th. By the way, it's Russian Christmas today, for those of you that are... Well, I'm part Russian, so... You know, what can I say, man? I feel great, man, that I won today, man. Man, when this Marine agreed to box, I was like, about time. Fuck! About time, motherfucker. Because all these motherfuckers kept backing out, man. Two opponents. You know how many motherfuckers I challenged? Hundreds. From January, 2nd to the 7th, hundreds of motherfuckers I challenged. Hundreds. Like 104. I lost count. Over 100. And I beat two. That's what I'm saying. It's just, there was a lot of football players at the gym today. There was some motherfucker who played for the Jaguars or some shit. Yeah, they suck, right? I don't follow football. And one dude played for the Kansas City Chiefs, and one dude Giants. One dude, he was 6'8", 280 pounds. And I asked him, I was about to challenge him, but he said he doesn't do martial arts. Damn, I would have knocked that motherfucker out. NFL, yeah, they could, like, they retired though, but they played. They played professional NFL football. The motherfuckers, look, man, they motherfuckers know how to tackle, lift weights, but I'm telling you, man, if I'm beating heavyweight boxers, what chance do NFL players have against me, man? I'd fucking kill these guys, man. But they didn't even want to do it. They wouldn't even agree to it because they even said, no, boxing's not my sport. They understand that size will not play any factor if they were to fight me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, beating any Marine is better than beating any fucking NFL player, man. I'm not much of a football fan, but I'm going to say this, man. Tom Brady and the Patriots, they're not going to win shit this year, man. Motherfuckers cheating motherfuckers, man. Don't matter if they're a good team. They still cheated, man. I mean, the Raiders got a lot better. Oakland Raiders. I'm not a football fan, man. L.A., but the Rams suck, man. But Raiders are really, like, there's in LA, every, like, people that like football, I mean, even when the Raiders sucked for, like, many years, but fucking Cowboys got better. I mean, I'm not into football. I'm just, the reason why I'm talking about it is because I challenged two football players at the gym today. They were huge. One was 6'6", 240, and the other was 6'8", 280. I would have knocked both those motherfuckers out. You know, come on. I think it's time where the haters just, like, they're probably, I don't know, but I can't read what's in their sick minds, but they must be pretty fucking bored of watching me win. And they, you know, they need to give it up, man. They just need to go and hate on somebody else, on another celebrity, man. Now it's time for me to find the right girl. The last girlfriend I had, you know, long distance girl. No, at first I was into her, man. But then when I saw the her on Skype, and I stopped answering her phone calls, and I would fuck her if she was in L.A. But I'm not gonna go to Europe for like an average to maybe a little above. She's all right. Okay, like compared to the women. My ex-wife, Daria, my ex-girlfriends, I dated supermodels. I had sex with supermodels. I'm not going to go to Europe for some average-looking girl, man. Sorry. I don't want to tell her that. That's fucked up. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't know. I'm just not replying to her anymore. You know, I don't know what to tell her, you know. I don't want to tell her, oh, you know what, I saw you on the video and I'm not into you anymore. It's the truth, but I think she gets the point now, or if she doesn't, she will, you know. I need to find 10-piece, full package that's with a nice personality. And does not do yayo like my ex-wife. Yeah, my ex-wife's been hitting me back, man. Hitting me up. I've not responded, and I won't. Dumped her, man. Dumped a new girl, man. She didn't look her photos, man. Her photos, they're not, I don't know. Her photos look like she looked fucking like a model. And then when I seen her on Skype, she just looked like a regular chick, you know, like wasn't even all that. She had makeup on, too. I was like, whatever. I didn't click on her or anything. I talked to her, but I was like, after that, I'm like, No wonder it took her so long to go on the video. But. Hey, it's all good. Today I'll hit up the club. Or, you know, meet one of them hot Russian chicks on the website, man. Oh, and basketball? Well, I picked the Spurs to win it all. Oh, Spurs and the Cavs, man. Why the fuck all them motherfuckers, man? Look, man, I don't even watch... I watched like the replays of the games, and the Rockets look good this season, man. I hate James Harden. I don't like James Harden. Man. He's a great player, but I just don't. He's better than Kevin Durant. I don't like Kevin Durant, man. Kevin Durant's a bitch. Motherfucker joins a fucking established 73-win team that came up short to the Cavs, who are the best team in the NBA until somebody beats them. The Spurs, I think, are the team with the tools to beat them. You know, but anyways, how are you going to join forces? I mean, no, if he left, if Kevin Durant went to another team besides the Cavs or the Warriors, then yeah, then okay. But he went to the fucking, oh, come on, man. Fuck LeBron. Fuck Kevin Durant. Fuck all them motherfuckers. Kawhi Leonard, man, that's my favorite player. Charlie's own off the best, man. Hey. Seen that, the way I beat that Marine today, man. Historic victory. That 1-2 was so smooth and crisp. It was like, bam, bam. It was just so quick. And then I hit him with I hit him with two hooks, and then I hit him with a 1-2, like a straight 1-2. I usually don't throw that shit, but I don't know. I landed it. Then I hit him with a jab. He was a good fighter. He knew how to fight. He knew how to box. Yeah, you haters can't say shit about this win. People are literally exposed big time. That's it. I don't want to even, like, mention it. These haters are sick people, man. Who gives a fuck about them, man? Going overtime, man. Pound for pound victory radio, 179-0. Charlie Zonoff, 146 knockouts. Number one pound for pound. My record is updated already. UBFprofessionalBoxing.webs.com, man. Going overtime, man. I did it, man. I won, man. I won again. Yeah, man. Thank God, man. I feel great that I got these two wins this week, especially today, man, because it was on video. The cameraman did a great job. You saw he was pausing, and then, like man, he definitely knew how to use a camera, man. Oh, yeah, I thought about that tripod shit. Well, I mean, I don't know. It would be good, but... Well, in a ring, yeah, but at these gyms, I don't know. Because, no, that gym, I mean... Me and him were fighting. Nobody said a fucking word. They didn't kick me out or nothing. You know what I mean? I can come back there and beat another U.S. Marine. They got a lot of Marines there. But, I'm saying the tripod shit, it's too obvious. The staff sees, like, I put a tripod and then I put the fucking... My phone there and then I start punching the motherfucker in the face and they're going to be like, what the fuck, you know? No, because some gyms that they'll like that they allow boxing, they allow to go for you to box full out, but they don't allow filming. You know what I mean? But how the fuck do they know? You know, if it's just like, hey, you ask somebody, yo, can you me and him about a fight? Can you record it real quick? Boom. Yeah, but the tripod shit just makes it obvious that it's being filmed. So I don't know. It's all good, man. Everything's on video, man. Yeah, 178, man. I smashed the motherfucker. Heavyweight, man. Tall heavyweight boxer and Muay Thai fighter. Bare knuckle, man. Dude kept running his mouth, man. This Marine was humble, man. This Marine was a lot better opponent than that. This Marine was a humble opponent, humble guy. Hey, I beat the shit out of him, but at the end of the day, I give the guy credit, man. So many motherfuckers been backing out to fight Charlie Zonoff. This motherfucker, he... put on the gloves right away. No excuses, man. He got his ass beat. He took the loss like a man. Hey, more power to my opponent, man. You know what I mean? Real sportsmanship, man. You know what I'm saying? We shook hands after. That's how it's supposed to be, man. These pussies like DeJean and Wilder, and these are not real fighters, man. You understand? Motherfuckers that lose and then try to act a fool after they lose... They're not real fighters. They're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Wilder really thought that he beat me in the ring, he would not have fucking cheap shotted me. When I told him before, I'm like, dude, I punched you in the face. I'm like, you know, I wasn't sure if I TKO'd him. I knew I stunned him, but that's okay. I don't like re-explaining this. I'm really tired of talking about Deontay Wilder. This guy does not want to fight me. I want to fight Anthony Joshua. I want to knock out Anthony Joshua. Because Deontay Wilder, I already beat him. Anthony Joshua, he's a clown. He's hyped up. I want to expose him just like I exposed Deontay Wilder. But Deontay Wilder was, 31-0 with coming in to fight me, and I beat him. Anthony Joshua... He's the same type of clown like Wilder, probably even worse, man. Wilder got more experience, whatever, fighting these bums. Anthony Joshua, man, I hit him with, I'd use 8-ounce gloves against that punk, man. He's, what, heavyweight? Okay. I could use 12-ounce gloves. He could wear fucking 8s or 10s. I'll wear these same 12-ounce gloves I wore today against the Marine. I'll knock Joshua the fuck out. Nobody could take my power. You saw the 1-2. It was good, but it was power held back. You know what I'm saying? But I would have knocked him out. I wanted to keep fighting, man. This motherfucker quit. Fuck. It's all good, man. Great victory. I landed 7 punches on him, man. 7 flawless shots. That for the first, the 1-2, just like I broke his spirit. He didn't want to. No, he wanted to. You saw him throwing back. He wanted to. He tried to land some shit on me, but then he was when he missed everything, and then when I connected almost everything. That's it. He was. I beat him physically and I beat him mentally. He was done. That's why he quit. But the fact that he put on the gloves and made it, and so many fighters, heavyweight fighters. I usually beat heavyweights and cruiserweights. I know mostly heavyweights, but You know, it's all right, man. Next victory is going to, 180 is going to be a heavyweight, man. Still planning to go to Las Vegas, man. We'll see, man. We'll see. Yeah. No, I want to go to Vegas. Or, you know, at least two times. For 180 and for 200, I want to go to Vegas. The rest of the wins can be in LA. But I don't know. It depends. Because I got a feeling I'm going to hook up with a nice, beautiful Russian girl. If I go to Russia, man, I might come back 230, you know, man. Have you heard the dude say you've been fighting, like, every day in Ukraine? Like, yeah, almost every day. Yeah, I fought multiple days in Ukraine, man. It was... Yeah, because in Ukraine, man, it's... Motherfuckers are... And, you know, like, before I left, I was, you know, one of the homies and his homie, they were telling me, like, yo, Charlie, man, you're going to Ukraine. Be careful, man. They got war. They got war-hardened people. They got angry motherfuckers there. They got, I'm like, hold it. Relax. I'm undefeated. I'm the greatest of all time. And I don't give a fuck who they got, man. They don't got anybody who could beat me, man. So I'm going to tell you, mark my words. He was like, all right, man, well, just be careful, man. I'm like, I'm careful. Don't worry. I come back. I tell this motherfucker, I'm like, so what now, man? You seen the... No, he wasn't doubting me. He was just telling me, you know, I'm like, listen, man, I can go anywhere in the world. And what you people saw today, I would do that to anybody. Anywhere. Against any man, I can beat any man in the world. Marine, Navy SEAL, oh yeah. That's probably going to be the next fight. Navy SEAL. They're really hard to find, but like I said, my homie, my best homie, his homies are friends with that Navy SEAL. He's 6'1", 190. He's a cruiserweight. It doesn't fucking matter if he's 10 pounds under the heavyweight limit. He's a fucking Navy SEAL, man. Navy SEALs are even stronger than Marines. Of course I'm going to beat his ass if he agrees to fight. And that's going to be something, man. It's going to be... Oh, we might even do it in the rink. Because I know a rink. Yeah, might even do it in the rink. Gym or rink? Doesn't, well, the ring, yeah, in the ring would be better, you know. In the ring, me putting that Navy SEAL, I already beat a Navy SEAL, I'm saying. I'll beat him again, man. Hey, listen, nobody can beat Charlie Zonoff, man. The second you haters realize that and just, you know, move on with your life, man, your life is going to be a lot easier, man. You know what I mean? Because the more you motherfuckers keep arguing and get proven wrong, you look stupid, you know? You look more and more stupid. Like, today, I made you people look foolish today. You look ridiculous now. All this shit you talked about me, you know, like, before the new year, I remember, man. Yeah, what now? Huh? What now, bitches? Yeah, exactly. Shut the fuck up, man. Fucking retards, man. Clowns. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Well, I destroyed him. Yeah, I did. It was a great win, man. You had all the fans out there. Thank you. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest. 179 wins, 0 losses. 179-0. Numbers don't lie. So he sucked back clear. He said that Floyd Mayweather is 49-0, and the numbers don't lie. Well, I don't think he's 49-0. I haven't told him that in person. I think that his fights are, like, all fucking stays, man. Arturo Gatti, Diego Corrales, them motherfuckers are not fighting back. It just seems like he pays these motherfuckers to not fight back or just, like, throw weak punches back at him. Listen, man. You don't understand how much I want to punch Floyd Mayweather in the jaw, full out. I know everybody, all my homies are telling me, Charlie, you beat Deontay Wilder. What are you going to get out of beating this fucking narcissistic fucking fake boxer, Mayweather Jr.? I'm like, listen, it's a moral victory. You know what I mean? It's a moral victory. You know, it felt great punking Chuck Liddell, even though I would have punched him if he wasn't with his wife and kid, but Floyd Mayweather Jr., what are these idiots doing, him and 50 Cent? They're promoting two fucking R&B singers now, or what, Soulja Boy's a rapper, and Chris Brown, this fucking woman-beating piece of shit, this pussy-ass mother. I thought Chris Brown's fighting Rihanna in the ring, man. Rihanna wants a rematch, man. Now he's fighting Soulja Boy, man? Come on, man. The fuck out of here, man. These clowns, now they're promoting two degenerates. It's all this shit's for money, man. I bet they don't even have beef, man. It's all for money. You can't trust this mainstream shit. It's all for money. It's all fake. Let Mayweather come out of his quote-unquote retirement and fight Charlie Zelenoff, the best boxer on the planet. And he's going to get knocked out and beat just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That Marine I beat today, that in a street fight, that Marine would kill Mayweather. The ninja guy, that guy would beat Mayweather in a boxing match. That guy's 194 pounds. He was undefeated before he lost to me. That guy would beat Deontay Wilder, and obviously that guy would kill the Klitschkos, the slow ass bitchkos. The mainstream boxing is a joke. It is a fallen choreographed sport, I wouldn't even call it a sport. It's just sparring matches, man. Just sparring matches with big crowds, man. Just stage sparring sessions, man. That's all it is, man. Triple G's not on my level, man. He's way too slow and robotic. I would knock him out with the first punch. Like, that Marine lasted pretty long. Most motherfuckers get lit up with that 1-2 and they quit right away. He decided to continue, and then once I hit him with some more, that's it. He quit. 180 is gonna be another great victory. I'm telling you, all my wins up to 200, it's gonna be easy work, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go hit up this new girl I'm talking to, you know what I'm saying? It's been a pleasure, man. Charlie's on off. 179, I don't know, but it's not over yet, man. 21 more to go, man. Till 200 now. I'm gonna get there. Oh, come on. You all know I'm gonna fucking get there, man. I'm unbeatable. 179 tried, 179 failed. Everybody stay tuned for the next fight, for the next radio. Peace.